Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's just magnify the Lord today and exalt his name together. Hallelujah. There's no God like our God. And our God is the only true and living God. Yes, this is the day. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. It is a good day. He woke something. He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way here. And who are we talking about? There's only one, the Most High God. That's who we're talking about this morning. For he is the one. He is the truth. He is the life. He is creator. Oh, he is the giver and the receiver of life. He's, oh my God. Oh, hallelujah. He is the love of our soul. Yes. Hallelujah. The one who loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivers us out of them all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, now, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries daughter for God called to pray. Hallelujah. 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 And today, it's almost as if we're starting anew, because, you know, it's been about 6 months since I've been on a regular basis. Like, I just did a little hit and miss. Well, I had a stroke issue. Yes, but thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Ooh, gives us the victory. I didn't even know I was in a place where I didn't even know I needed victory. I didn't even know God. I didn't know nothing. I look at the pictures with tubes going, and they were getting ready to do surgery, and then they decided they didn't have to do it. Look at God. Hallelujah. Look at God. Hallelujah. Look at our Father. Glory be to his name. He's a good Father. When the sun is shining, he's a good Father. When you think that there's a sun will never shine again, he's still a good Father. Hallelujah. Nothing stops him from being a good Father. When he's correcting us, he's a very good being. Yes, he is. Because he corrects those whom he loves. Hallelujah. You in the house. You in the house. You in the house. He corrects those whom he loves. Yes. But now it can get a little rough if you're hard-headed. You know what I mean. Yes. And you're determined. But when he's there to help us. Oh, he helps us. Yes, indeed. I am excited. Two days this week, I have been on, and I feel good. I feel good sitting down and on this mic this morning. I feel real good, and it's only because of the mercy and the love of God. Thank you for his patience. Hallelujah, because there was times I didn't even know if I would ever do this. But nevertheless, I'm here. And I'm grateful. That's just a little tad bit of the testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you are having a mighty Saturday in Jesus. Yes, I do. And if things are going wrong, if things are going all wacky, just know that God is in control. You know, I say often now, as those saints who are went on are still here, older or more seasoned than we are, they say, God got it. Yeah. God got it. Yeah, that too. He got that too. Yes. He got that too. He got it all. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. It's all in his hands. Oh, look to him. Hallelujah. Find a quiet place and just spend some time with them. Let it reassure you. And you may have to go, but you promised never to leave us. Hallelujah. And never forsake us. He promised that. Hallelujah. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll still believe thy rod and thy staff. Hallelujah. I just love that. Hallelujah. Yea, I walk. Hallelujah. Through the unpredictable. Yes. Oh, the pain is so great. God is good. Hallelujah. But I'm so happy. And look like everything I ever asked for, he just do like, he's there. Don't ever, long as you live on this earth, get so, when God bless you, well, I mean, he's blessing us, but you know, when we say bless, most of the time, most of us are talking about when we have the house, the car, the man, you know, everybody want their Boaz. I never understood that one. You know, you want somebody else's husband. You want somebody that's been dead a long time. But you know what I mean. Your Boaz like, but you know, you want, we ain't gonna go there. But you have everything. And there, I thought about a friend, and she said to me, she says, Margaret, I want everybody to know me. When I walk down the street, I want people to know me. Oh, okay. But that's what she wanted. I'm not knocking it. So she got it. She, not quite as many in the world doesn't know her, but she's well known. And she's happy. So when you have what you think you've been praying for, working towards, don't become arrogant. Don't become arrogant. Just sit back and remember when. Remember when. And that should bring you back. Bring you back and focus in. Because on this earth, come and go. And don't ever think it could never be that way again. It'll never be that. So if you have it, remain humble. And don't start taking that nose and turning it against people. Because the same people, yeah, you'll see them again in a different light. So don't do that from the Lord. And allow God to be real happy that he's blessed you and you can handle it. Yeah. Remember how you cried when you couldn't pay the light bill? When you couldn't buy your children or grandchildren new stuff. Remember? When you had to try to figure out how you're going to count them pennies. Yeah. Or you couldn't do it, you didn't have any pennies, you know. Didn't have medicine. Couldn't go to the doctor. I mean, so much. And God deliver us. And we get arrogant. We get nosy. We turn our nose. God didn't turn his nose up on us. And he won't. So don't do it to his children. For God so loved the world. How will they know that you are my disciple? Yeah. By the love you show one toward the other. You know, just because you go to a certain church and only your church members Lord have mercy, are going to be in heaven. Your denomination, check that out. Let's calm down, settle down, be grateful. And reflect God on this earth. Kindness. He was kind to you. You be kind to somebody. Yes, you said, well, I don't have anything. I'm not like that person. You talk about they got everything, all they want. A smile. Smile can change a negative situation that you know not of. A God loves you. Yes. Hallelujah. Let God flow. Hey, let God flow through you. Yes. Ooh, the love of God just flow through you. Let him use you. And you feel like, well, I don't know what to say. A smile. It encourages someone to go a little further. Yes. You know that Bible verse that somebody played for you? And you were just so, oh my goodness. You were just so excited about it. It did something to you. That means you sanctified so about it. Yes. It makes a difference in someone's life as God leads you. You see someone, you don't have to know who they are. Nothing about it. Just say, God bless them. Ooh, and mean it. And mean it. Because you remember when you needed somebody to pray for you. Yes. Ooh, God. Life changing. World changing. One at a time. Glory. Lead them, God. Hallelujah. Give them their direction. Ooh, let them feel. Oh, my God. Let them feel your love, God. Ooh, let them feel your love. Oh, my God. Let them feel your love. Let them feel your mercy and your care. Give them favor with your God. Ah, what? Woo, glory. You remember. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody on this sick bed. God, they don't know if they're going to live and they're all caught up. They don't want to look sad and feel hurt and dismayed around their family members, but they're hurting and screaming inside. God, step in. Hallelujah. Oh, encourage them, Almighty God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes. Oh, you got a lot to give. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. God, use me. Ooh, the smile you gave me. Use me, God. Ooh, hallelujah. 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 As you know, you remember. Hallelujah. You want someone else to feel God like you felt it. Hallelujah. I want to know that he's your hope. Yes. He's your hope. Yes. Hallelujah. I trust God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we, God, take us out and the next thing we know, oh, we're doing other things. Other things are more important. God, please let not in the name of Yeshua. Please forgive us. Yes, Lord. Forgive us. Forgive us. Oh, Lord. We can get so relaxed. Ooh, glad I'm out of that. And, you know, we pray for those, for the journey that you own. You can still have relief. And it can be some reassurance in the midst. That place on your journey that's so rough. Ooh. It may be raining, but it's not fierce. Yes, yes. Ooh, I'm in a dry spot right now. Yeah, bills are due, all that. But I got Jesus. I got Jesus. And that's enough. Waymaker. Promise keeper. Yes. Yes, and you want someone else to know. There are people who are going through and you'll never know it. And you figure, you got this, how can you? No wonder you could be happy if they told you your death story. You would just crumble. Got that reassurance that they belong to God. And if you're that one who got that reassurance, give somebody a smile if you can't do anything else. Let Jesus use you. Yes, let him use that smile. Kind words. Hallelujah. Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Let him use you. Ah, yes, Lord. God, we thank you. We praise you this morning. We glorify you, great God, maker, creator, almighty God, sovereign God, sovereign God, sovereign Lord, the only true and living God. Father, we thank you this morning in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, the Christ, Son of the living God, we come, giving you glory and blessing your name. Thanking you, kind Father, for your mercy, your grace, your love, your peace, your joy, your healing. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Ah, ooh, glory. Smooth disappointment. Glory, hallelujah. Smooth pain. Here and down. Ooh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your grace, for your kindness. For being with us all. Hallelujah. For being our Father. Hallelujah. For your will being done in the lives of your people, in our lives, in the lives of our children. We thank you, Lord, for saving our family members and associates. Thank you, Lord, for our salvation. Open their eyes that they may see. Thank you for this sweet. Hallelujah. Almighty God, you know. You know every moment, every tick of our clock. Almighty God, you made time for me. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We ask that you allow us to be fruitful with the time. Hallelujah. Be responsible with the time. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, be trustworthy with the time, hallelujah, hallelujah, allow you to guide us and lead us, hallelujah, oh, be to your name, almighty God, how we thank you. There are those who are hungry, Father, and we may not be able to get to them. But let the supply and the need meet, almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for doing it. And wherever we can meet, thank you for the opportunity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your guidance and your direction. Thank you for your comfort, your love, your peace, and your joy with this day. For you're the God that's more than enough. You're the God that heals your people. You said in your word, I am the God. I am the God. Woo! I am the God. I am. He said, I am. Heal it. My people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And this morning, Not that any disease doesn't need your attention, but they all do. But this morning, we'd like to lift up those who suffering or have and don't know the symptoms and just going and doctors are not sharing sickle cell trait. Almighty God, heal those and those who need to go to the doctor. Allow information to come forth so they have clarity and understanding what they've been going through. And since you are the master here, we put sickle cell anemia in your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Breathe on your people, Almighty God. All the traits, all the symptoms, all the side effects, all the side effects of the disease. Yes, Lord, all the spinoffs from it. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Put it all in you. And those who are going through sickle cell anemia, Almighty God, the finance issue, yes, Lord, the pain, the suffering, Almighty God, we just ask that you just breathe, breathe, Lord, breathe, Almighty God, breathe your name, healer, woo, glory, those that are going through stroke, breathe your name, healer, woo. Ooh, healer. Ooh, God, hallelujah. Breathe your name, healer. Ooh, healer, deliverer. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Breathe your name on your people. Yes, Lord. Breathe, Lord. Those that are going through cancer. Breast cancer. Hallelujah, breathe your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Let the wind, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, God. In the hospital, the doctor's office. Oh, God. Let healing come forth. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Heal the doctors. There's doctors who are sick. Almighty God. Touch them. Almighty God. Some unto death. Almighty God, and they're not sharing it with anyone. Almighty God, hallelujah. Heal, Lord. Let them know you to be a healer. Let them know. Woo, God, and their approach would be different. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Woo, God, thank you. Let them know you to be a healer. Almighty God, hallelujah. 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 Miracle work. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We glorify you that we have, Father, that you heal all those who are sick on our prayer list, Almighty God, and even those that are not. So no one even know that they're sick. Hallelujah. Who are working everything, Almighty God, because they think they don't have insurance. Make a way, Lord God. Allow them to find favor. There are those who have been sick and the bills are so high. Almighty God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for the favor. Hallelujah. Don't let things be taken away from glory to them. Let them be able to get their medicine. Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, waymaker. Yes, problem solver. Yes, Lord. Ooh, yes, Lord. Whatever we need to do, give us clarity and understanding. Show us what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Guide us. All that great goodness. God, hallelujah. Breathe on us.
Breathe. Yes,
the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Breathe on us. Hallelujah. Thank you for breathing on us. Almighty God. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Remembering Elder Carter, Reverend Nelson this morning. Oh, my little cousin, my little niece. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Remember that in the harvest and in the ministry. Remember your prayer, your prayer, your prayer, Almighty God. Hallelujah. The watchman's on the wall. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you, we extol you. We ask and not only send us in, that you bless those that hate us and dislike us. Hallelujah. Bless them, Lord. Open their eyes and remove the hatred and the dislike. Hallelujah. We done. We ask that you forgive us and they can forgive us as we forgive them for the things in the past. Let love abide. Hallelujah. Let love abide. Almighty God. Even if we haven't done anything, it just don't like you. Hallelujah. We pray for them. We ask that you look for them. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. God of the name of Yeshua. Yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our fine tuner. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Grant travel and mercy. Yes, Lord. For our children and grandchildren and great grandchildren forevermore. And we trust in you, peace, and your protection, your kindness, and your power. And remember the youth all over the land, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Almighty God. We are not sending him here to be caught up. Hallelujah. Ooh, God. Hallelujah. Let the wind blow. Ooh, God. Ooh, God. Ooh, the earth is yours, and they that dwell in it belong to you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Do it, Lord. Oh, such a turnaround that it frightens. Hallelujah. Show yourself strong and mighty. Hallelujah. Ooh, rescue your people, Almighty God. Rescue and protect them, Almighty God. Ooh, take the ones that own drugs. Take the desire away from them. Alcohol diet away from them, God. They can't even remember the desire for it. And a need for it. Oh, yes, Lord. All of the hatred, the anger. Oh, God. Ooh, Lord. Let them not be puppet on the string. You sent them here to accomplish a task for you. Restore, refresh, and renew. Lead and guide them the path that you would have them to take. Almighty God. Oh, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you this morning. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you that we'll see the change, Almighty God. Yes, Lord. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let no backlash, whiplash, persecution come because of the prayer, Almighty God. Ooh, sweep through, great God. Hallelujah. Provide, protect. All shield and defense. Almighty God, ooh, your people. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, let us walk as honorable children of the Most High God. Yes, Lord. Reflecting you on this earth with all Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, we need to pray for our government. Hallelujah. Yes, all our brothers and sisters in Kenya. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, Father, hallelujah. We have desires. Ah, but you know that your plans are and your desire. You know we can. We know that we are having moments of surrounded by all the help that we need, all the provision, Hallelujah. Keep us close. Hallelujah. Walking in the system of your blessing. Chariots of fire all around us. Almighty God, how we thank you. How we praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Waymaker. Problem solved. Hallelujah. Thank you. This is a good day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you for allowing us to hear and to know. And so we thank you for the manifestation of our prayer. Just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For your mercy, for your grace, for your kindness, for your peace, for your joy. Thank you, Lord, for the miracles that you have worked in our life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. God is God is good. Yes, you are. And we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your love, your kindness. Thank you. Hallelujah. Well, we can call on you when we can't call on you. Thank you, Lord. We want you in our lives. So grateful. And I'm humble that you are. Yes, Lord. Our Father. Hallelujah. Our Father. And you, our Master, our Lord, our God, and our King. And our Father. Hallelujah. 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 You're the vine. You're the branches, Lord. And you are the vine. Hallelujah. Everything that's in the branch. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be healthy, God. To produce a vine for you. Hallelujah, Christian. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, thank you. Have a little talk with Jesus. He'll make it all right. Let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell us all about our trouble. He will hear our cry. Answer songs that he answered by and by. That he give us reassurance. Oh, glory. That we can shout right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll answer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, to give us the peace, the confirmation. It's in his hands that he got it. Yes, 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 yes. Let's just have a little talk with you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Hallelujah. We won't be so quick to get out. He allows you to talk to him. You know, it's our privilege, our honor. Mm-hmm. And then he hears us. Answers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, for those who are new to us, our first scriptures are always, and sometimes our only scriptures for the day. We start in Genesis where you say, well, why are you in Genesis? Well, because so often, especially nowadays, there are so many pronouns that we care not to use and get it confused as to who we're speaking of. You know, to say hallelujah. And he doesn't need any earthly these titles that some people are so casual in speaking and forgetting that he's holy and righteous, the God that we serve, the capital G. The only way to the Father is through his Son. You know, so we don't want to get things confused. So most time when I preach, I read this, yeah, so people understand that we reverence our God. He is to be reverenced. Oh, yes, indeed. Hallelujah. So we stand on this. Yes. First mention. Yes. In the beginning. Before the beginning begun, he was there. he is. Let me say it like that. He calls the beginning into that. This is the one. He's the one that gave power. It's power. You know. He's the one that's in eternity, but he made time for his people. Glory. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He made it possible for us to commune with him. Glory. And we don't always have to be a time of, in crisis. It's just when I have a little talk with you. When I have a little talk with our Father. Yes. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's our Father. Who doesn't want to spend some time? Spend some time basking in his presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Woo. Have a little talk with him. Yes. You can do that because he's your Father. Just enjoy the peace. Yes. It becomes so relaxed. So satisfied. Yes. Ooh. He says, Father, I just love you. Thank you. And when he calls you into his presence, and he doesn't say anything, you just sit. You lay on your face. Hallelujah. Just spend that quality time with your Father. If you ever take that time, you know, it's very precious, and you won't let others cause you to doubt what you're doing. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, back to what I thought I was saying. These are some of the scriptures that we use to just establish the ground where we're standing and who we're trusting in and our faces. And, you know, people tell you, they use it, oh, you don't have any faith. They don't tell you who or what. You just know what is faith. What do you want me to do? Faith. Faith what? Then they'll give you, Hebrew. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence not seen. Faith in who? How? Where? What is faith? I mean, you're not telling me. Very simple. Bishop tells us how simple he likes to see God at his head. Oh, God. And that's beginning to, but now what God in the beginning? This one right here. This one right here in whom our faith is in. Thank God for the amen. Hallelujah, without a doubt. Yes, our faith is in the beginning, God. It reads a little different, but I won't go there. But in the beginning, God. Created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. Hey, glory be to his name. Hallelujah. Huh? Yeah, that's the one, right? That's who our faith is in, our trust, our hope in his word. This one here, the in the beginning, God, hallelujah, created the heavens and the earth. This one, this is our God. This is the only true and living God. Besides him, there is none other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's who our hope is wrapped up in. Mm-hmm. Our trust is wrapped up in. Uh-huh. Yes, that's it right there. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord God Almighty, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Yeah. Yeah. Same verse, same chapter, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the likeness of God created he him, male and female created he them. Oh, bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's our God. Our faith, our hope, our trust, our confidence is in him, in his word. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This right here. Now, people, whoever want to believe what they want to believe, they're entitled. Hallelujah. That's what you want to do. But this is just us. Uh-huh. Just us. And we thank God. Hallelujah, the Almighty, mm-hmm. The Sovereign Lord. Yeah, we thank him. Yeah, Majesty on high. Yeah, that's how we see what we say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are his children. We belong to God. Yeah, we belong to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the whole, everyone on the face of the earth can belong to him. His children. Yes. Everyone, every human being can belong to him, can give their life through his son because of the fall, must go through his son. Uh-huh. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But, put your praise to his son. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Your worship. Uh-huh. Glory. Glory. Oh, just get wrapped up in the Lord. Yes. He'll lead you from earth to heaven. Yes. Wouldn't this be a marvelous, marvelous, marvelous? That when you leave this earth to heaven, we duty bound to leave. The true sign of Father. Look at you with a smile and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Listen to this, the second chapter of Genesis. Thus the heavens and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because then in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Hallelujah. That's who we put our trust in. That's who we put our confidence in. Ooh, glory. So you got a visual. He's capable. But now, would you like to tell me what happened, why we got all this chaos? And I know you know it, but just in case, we get so hurried and how could God, let's see what happened. Genesis, the third chapter, starting at the 13th, I'm sorry, at the 14th verse. I'm ahead of myself. 14:30. My Bible has a subtitle called, and it's the curse. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou, listen, God, this is the first prophecy. Well, this is the prophecy that God has given to Satan. Mm-hmm. The Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shall thou go, and dust shall thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Hallelujah. The promise of the Messiah. Yes, excuse me. And I will put, let's read that again, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy heel, and thou shalt bruise. I'm sorry, thou shalt bruise. What is it? Her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. I got it. That's it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The promise. The promise. That we as mankind gone through and going through. But God has given us the way back to him. The bridge over the troubled water. And God knows the waters are in trouble. The waters have been troubled. God did not plan for any of this to be. And the day is coming when the trouble will be no more. Oh, yes. The day is coming when trouble will be no more. Oh, yes. Day is coming when trouble will be no more. All the horrific things that you can think of, it's coming to a close. It is coming to an end. Yes, yes. Sickness, sickle cell, as you would call it. God has a peace that truly passes all understanding. Oh, my Lord. Oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. Oh, God, got a peace. There is nothing. Nothing in this world that is better than being in the presence and in the will of God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God is so good to us, and he loves us with an everlasting love. In spite of all our failings, God loves us. And he made a way, and he had plans for his people. Yes. Hallelujah. A survival kit he has given. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. He did it. He did it. And yes, tears will flow, disappointment, but God will never leave us, not forsake us. Listen to this. Isaiah 43:7. This should just bless you real good. And sometimes we don't get past the scripture. This is for someone. It's not for you. And say, well, whoever's for Lord, bless them real good. Come. But I like to be encouraged. It says, everyone, Isaiah 43:7. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Oh, isn't that a beautiful scripture? Isn't that an encouragement? Listen what 8 says. Bring forth the blind people that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled who among them can declare this and show us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand. Am he before me? Listen, before me, there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord. Glory. Besides me, there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Woo! Shout, just go on and tear the floor up. Shout. Just praise him. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Can you get an amen right there? What? It's all right to shout now. Hallelujah. Your King. Your King. No earthly king can compare with your King, our King. No. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Our King, a King came and laid down his life. The Son of God came and laid down his life, and he took it back up again to bring us back into right relationship with the Father. Is that all right? He laid it down because his Father willed it to be so. For you and for I, you're special. And you're going to have doubt and fear. I'm going to have doubt and fear. We do. That's why we have to hear the word. Faith come by what? I've been in the church 50 years, but how is your faith? What is it established on? Faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Sometimes we have some tough. We have some brothers and sisters who have the faith and nothing can show their faith. And there are some of us. It's the least little thing. We've given it to Jesus. Hearing the word. Getting an understanding that God cares. God loves. We belong to him. He fight our battle. We belong to him. He's our hiding place. We belong. So we belong to God. We belong to him. We belong to him. And what you do, if you've given your life to God, you belong to him. Now he says, all souls are mine. Ooh. And your father will not die. He will not forsake you. Not going to forsake you. Not going to mislead you, misguide you. He's not immature. He didn't bring you on this earth too soon and that he don't know what to do, looking for some instruction from some man to tell him how to raise you. No. He got it. He put everything in you that he wanted to be in you. Let me read. It's time to end. Hallelujah. I just love you and I'm just so delighted that you tuned in this morning. Just say, praise the Lord. I got my father. Oh, my father got me. Hallelujah. Listen, Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Wholeness, completeness. Yes. Hallelujah. That's who we serve. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love. Until next week, Tuesday, at 7 a.m. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and God bless you. Go in love. Thank you for tuning in.